Welcome to my first podcast. In this first podcast, I'll be talking about Los Angeles 48th District, a district that just had its last election on November 2020, where Lucille Roybal Allard was just nominated again without any competition. Actually, Lucille Roybal Allard has actually been representative for the same district since around 1992, when she was first nominated for Congress, when her father actually retired, Edward Roybal. Now her father had a seat for Congress since 1962. Which made it 30 years. So in actuality, part of the 48th district has been under representation from the same family. Now, most people throughout the nation do not know that. Neither do they know that at this moment, Los Angeles 48th district has the largest Latino concentration at 86.5%. Mind you, probably many of those residents are not legal residents. We're still going through the process of immigration. Now, the district has survived many events throughout Los Angeles County history. There were the early recession in the 1980s. There was another recession in the 1990s. The most recent one, the recession in 2008. There were the L.A. Watts riots in 1965. And in 1991, 1992, you had the Rodney King trials and the L.A. riots. But not much has changed throughout that district. There's still a problem with homelessness, which has gotten worse. There's still a gang violence and crime problem throughout the whole district. There's a problem with unemployment. And now, throughout my trips throughout the district, basically you can see trash all over every other corner and street in the district. But you won't see this in the news. And you've had the same representative, the same family, mind you, representing almost the same district or districts since 1962, which would be almost 60 years. Now, after so much time, you would say that a change is needed. Lucille Roybal Allard, as of today, is 79 years old. So the question is, who's going to take her place after she retires? And has there been any competition? Why has the same family been around since 1962? The establishment of the current government has been fought after again and again. And in recent years, you've seen many candidates start winning against those representatives in those seats that have held the same office for decades. You saw that in the 2020 November elections, and in the years before that. But now we come to Los Angeles 48th District, a district that I moved to when I was only 9 months old, where my parents migrated to in the 1970s, when I was just a baby. Now my father is gone. My mother still lives there. But nothing has changed. In fact, things have gotten worse. Now you have a generation of children from many immigrants that came here in the 1970s, 1980s, and so on. Now, is it time to start a change? Has anyone really talked about change happening in the news? Not really. And why is that the case? Every single candidate that ran before against Lucille Roybal Allard, have they started any movement? That's what we're here to find out. That's what these first podcasts will be about. Throughout this time, I'll go ahead and look up more information, travel throughout the district, and see what are, go deeper into what issues are the biggest and the most problematic. And if we're a little bit successful and this podcast grows a bit, we will be doing this in Spanish or bilingual, because as we said before, 86.5% of the residents in Los Angeles 48th District are Latinos. Now, are they bilingual? Can they vote? Well, regardless of that, the thing is that awareness has to be brought to many of these people, of these residents, and all around them. So the question is, were you aware of any of these? Did you know that Los Angeles 48th District holds the largest Latino population? Did you know that the same family has represented it most of that district or part of that district since 1962? What else is it that the media news is not showing us?